Hello.
Hi, Dad.
What is it, son?
Dad, Mom won't let me stay up anymore.
It's 10 p.m, buddy. Go to bed.
I want my Xbox.
I'll bring it and put it in your bedroom for you. You'll see it when you wake up in the morning.
I want it now.
What did I tell you? Give the phone to your mom.
Hello, Fahad.
Hi. Let Mason stay up so I can give him his present.
Do you realize what time it is? Where are you?
Where am I supposed to be? I'm taking care of business.
At this time of the night?
Business knows no time, Shyesta.
Let Mason stay up.
I'm coming home.
Hello?
Hi, Vahid. How's it going?
Hey, Farhad. How are you?
Not bad. Are you at your shop?
Yes, my friend. Why do you ask?
Listen, I went to Dubai in a rush, and I forgot to buy my wife a souvenir. You know what women are like. She will kill me if I go home empty-handed. I wanted to ask you if you could put aside some things that women like so that I can pick them up.
You want them now?
Well, yeah.
I was about to close the shop.
You'll be doing me a big favor. It's a matter of life and death.
All right. So what do you want me to put aside for you?
It doesn't matter. Perfume, clothes, shoes, whatever. You know the stuff. And please remove the tags and Iranian prices. Thanks, Ben.
Okay, anything else?
Oh, by the way, she wears medium-sized dresses and her shoes are size 39.
No worries, I'll take care of it.
Thanks a lot. I will be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll get them ready for you.
Thank you, goodbye.
See you.
Hey, Sam. Hey! You scared me there, champ. Here you go. Here you go. Here's the present I promised you. You like it? It's the same thing you wanted, right? Is it?
Yes, thank you very much.
Is it the right one?
It's the right one.
All right, so give me a kiss then.
Who's that?
Give me a kiss. Hurry up. Good boy.
Who's that for?
It's Pasheda.
I want to see it.
You can't.
Show
she me. Has to open it herself. She'll open it
this
tomorrow.
This isn't what we agreed on, darling. Go to bed now.
Let me play a little bit, Mum.
I will confiscate it if you don't go, Maysam.
Go to bed, Maysam. Go.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Give it to me.
Night.
Kiss. You little devil. Here you go. Have we got anything to eat?
Your dinner's on the stove.
I wish your parents were here with us for dinner tonight.
I'll bring them here, Grandad. I'll bring them here, don't worry.
Oh, dear. You'd be doing a major thing if you bring them here.
I will bring them.
Yes, well, you can't go home tonight, so stay here.
It's been a long time since we visited my parents.
Well, you can go there another night. Stay here tonight. It's been a long time since anyone stayed here with Dad during the night.
We really don't want to trouble you any more than this. I really feel indebted to you.
Mehdi, dear, we can't get enough of you guys. Mehran ran off, so why don't you two at least stay with us?
That's right. Stay with us. We'll get Hamid's room ready for you so you can sleep there.
Where?
Hamid's room. It's empty. They can sleep there.
Lucky you. We are not even allowed to go into that room. He locks the door and puts the key in his pocket so that none of us can go in there.
Yeah? They're such rascals. I put the key in my pocket because I pray in that room. I'm worried I might lose the key. They're so unfair.
You think we believe that, Dad?
Maybe dinner's ready. Come sit at the table. Come on.
Sure. Excuse me, Grandad. Hello? Hi, Mr. Nyeri. Go ahead. What time should I be there? All right. I'll be there. Goodbye. Oh, let's go, Grandad. Let's go. Up you go. I'll manage.
Please sit down.
Start eating. I'll be back in a moment. Excuse me. Hello?
Yes,
hi, Moran. Where are you?
Hi, I'm home.
Listen.
Speak in a way so Mom and Dad won't know that you're talking to me.
They think I'm in Isfahan.
Nyeri called me.
Okay.
He set a time for us to go to his office tomorrow morning.
I told you he was hiding somewhere.
No, he said finally got
back from his trip today.
All right, I'll come pick
you up at 10 in the morning then.
Okay. Are Mom and Dad okay?
Yeah.
Did Mom ask you anything about us?
No, I just got home.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow then. Goodbye.
See ya. Mom? Hey, Mom. Hi.
Hi. When did you get
home? Just now.
Have you heard from Mehdi?
He's fine. He'll be back tomorrow.
Yes?
Is that Manu sleeping?
Yeah, she was tired. She fell asleep on the couch. What time is it, Mehran?
It's only 11:10.
Oh, dear. It's almost midnight and she's still not back.
Who?
Paris Tu, Mehdi's wife. Do you know where she kept going whenever she left the house?
Where?
Your grandfather's house, to see Homer.
For the baby?
No, she used the baby as an excuse. If she wanted to see a doctor, she could have seen the one down the street. She searched, and she searched until she could find Homer and annoy me.
Come on, Mom. Mom, Parisu's not that sort of person. You're making a mistake.
No, she's not that sort of a person. She just searched and searched and found Homer by accident.
Mom, people like going to a doctor they know. You shouldn't go to a stranger. Come on. Hi, Dad. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Hey, Mehran. Why don't you give that girl a call and see where she is? Go and bring her here. Mehdi will get upset if he comes in the morning and sees she's
Mom,
not here.
Mom, it's 11 p.m. I can't do that. What am I going to say at this time of night? Come on.
We'll call her cell phone.
I'm not calling her.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Mohsin. Tell Mehran to call the girl and see where she is. Mehdi's going to get upset when he comes in the morning and sees his wife isn't home.
Didn't you tell her not to come here anymore?
Well, if she's planning on not coming back, Mehdi should be informed about this. She can't just go anywhere.
Mom, I'm not calling anybody at this time of the night. It's not right. Hello?
I'm sick and tired of telling them not to go into that room. They just ignore me and go in anyway.
Why don't you just give that room to Mehran and Mehrnush then?
You have an answer for everything, don't you?
Mom, stop making a racket. I'm trying to sleep here. I've got to go to university tomorrow. I don't even have a room in this house.
Mehran, how about you go and take the deed without Mehdi finding out about it? We'll give it to that guy and you can quietly put it back once we're done with it.
Oh, great. So you mean we should steal now, do you?
Oh, come on, man.
Well, I'm right. Taking the deed without Mehdi knowing about it is considered stealing.
By the way, do you know that guy doesn't even have an office? He does everything using his cell phone.
How do you know?
That day when we were in the coffee shop, and you guys went outside to talk. I asked him for his office address. He told me he's got 3 phone numbers and he does everything over the phone.
Why should he have an office? Setting up an office is very expensive.
Give me a break, man. He just keeps defending this guy just because he found him. People who are involved in these kinds of things should have a proper business address.
There isn't even one person like him who has a business address or an office.
Why not?
It's obvious. To get away from paying their taxes and council fees,
yeah,
they have to deal with a whole lot of stuff.
Hello? Hold on a minute. Hold on, I'm driving. What's wrong? Yeah, I called him today. They said he's in a meeting again. I really don't know what to do. What was I supposed to say? Here, have my number. I want to come propose. Please call me back. Well, that's not what's going to happen. Nah, man, I'll call him again this afternoon. And if he doesn't call me back, I'll come and ask your mom myself to talk to your dad about it. Yeah, I think it's better that way. Are you going to university today? All right, then. I've got to go somewhere with Millie today. Okay. No, I won't forget. I'll call him again. See you later.
Excuse me, Mr. Farney. Mr. Faramond is here. Should I tell him to come in?
Send him in.
Should I tell Mr. Nayeri to come as well?
I don't want anyone else to come. Just send me over some tea
as
well.
Yes, of course.
Come in.
Hello, sir.
How are you? Good, thanks.
Nice to see you.
Likewise.
Again. Thank you.
Hello there.
Hi, how's it going? Nice to see you. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Anywhere you like. No worries.
Oh, don't bother with that, sir.
No worries. Tea will be here soon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Excuse me, I'm going to have a seat. Oh, thank you. Now that we're seated, I'm really sorry about what happened. I made a promise, and I couldn't keep it.
Well, I wish you'd told us about it before, Mr. Farney, so we wouldn't have taken the check to the bank.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Leave them there, Mr. Farage. I'll take care of it, thanks.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I wasn't aware of it myself. I thought I'd have enough money in my account, but my accountant made a mistake during the time I was away, and he transferred some money to someone else's account without even informing me about it. That's why this terrible mistake has happened.
I see.
It's nothing to worry about, though. I'll clear the check in the next few days. I've got to clear it in less than 10 days anyways to maintain my credit.
Look, to be honest, Mr. Farney, I told you this before. I can't really wait because I've got a lot of debts to pay off, you see.
Didn't you pay off your debts with the 200 million I gave you?
Well, I paid off part of it, but it's still a whole lot more left. I'm under a lot of pressure.
I know. I told you, I'm sorry. But these things happen. I promise I'll fix it in the next 3 or 4 days.
Look, Mr. Farney, I would have waited if I could. But it really isn't possible.
Oh, come on, Mehdi. We're talking about a week's time, maximum. Don't make it so hard.
Yeah, that's right. 3 days turns into a week, which turns into a month, which eventually turns into a year.
All right, fine. To make you happy, I'll give you the interest on the 300 million Toman check I gave you up until the day the check gets cleared. That way, the longer I leave it, the more losses I take from it.
Mr. Fani, I've never taken interest from anyone. I'm not starting now. You've probably realized by now that I'm not the type of person who charges interest and things like that. I just want to pay off my debts to the people I owe money to and start my own business again from the beginning.
Oh, come on, Mehdi. Mehdi, you're one tough cookie, you know that. I don't have the money right now.
Well, you can get the money from someone else and pay off the check you've given to us and give them the interest that you are planning on giving to us.
Let me give you a word of advice. Whenever you're with someone older than you, don't speak before they do.
I don't ever speak before my brother, you understand. What I just said is what my brother was going to say. Isn't that right, Mehdi?
The thing is, Mr. Fani, the workshop belongs to Mehran as well. In fact, it belongs to the whole family, so that's why I can't make any decisions about it by myself, and so I really don't have time to wait for you.
Okay. So what do you suggest we do?
You should tell us what we need to do.
Mehdi, I'm really sorry. But I won't be able to clear the check for another 10 days.
But you just said it'll take 1 week maximum.
So your problem is with 3 days?
Yes, I told you already. 3 days turns into a month, and a month turns into a year.
Mr. Fani, remember how I told you I didn't like accepting checks? This is the kind of thing I was afraid of.
Yes. But your fear vanished once I added 50 million tomans to your asking price.
We lowered our price so we could sell it quickly. Otherwise, the true value of that property is even higher than the amount we agreed on, okay?
No, Mr. Farney's right. I became greedy. I'm only human after all, you know. We all make mistakes in the end. To make up for my mistake, with your permission, I'm planning on putting the workshop up for sale as of tomorrow.
You're determined to do whatever you're planning. And I guess you weren't serious when asking for my permission.
No, I was saying it out of respect. You said it yourself, that if you fail to clear any one of your checks, then, well, the contract is annulled. You haven't acted on your promise, so legally the agreement is invalid. It's in the contract.
A handwritten contract, with one witness being your father and the second witness being your brother, wasn't very valid in the first place. Mehdi, the reason I gave you 200 million was because of you and your father's reputation in the bazaar, not because of the contract. Come on.
Oh, Mr. Fani, don't worry about that. I'll give you back your 200 million tomans as soon as I sell the workshop.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you told me that, because the way you're acting here, I was worried that you might take the 200 million as compensation and not give it back to me.
What you just said is nothing to laugh about, you know. You really did cause us to take a loss, but we're not the type to ask for compensation.
Listen, buddy. I gave you 200 million. You paid off your debts with it while keeping your property. And now you want to sell it to someone else. So what should I pay compensation for?
Listen, Mr. Farney, there could have been another customer during that time who would pay everything up front and act on their promise. We could have received our money by now and we wouldn't be stuck in this mess.
That's just wishful thinking. Tell me something, Mehdi. Don't tell me you actually believe you'll find a customer who'll pay your entire amount upfront and you'll sell your property within these next 10 days. Is that why you're negotiating with me like this?
God willing, we'll find someone like that.
Hang on, what if you used the money I gave you to pay off your debts and now you've changed your mind about selling your property, huh? my check was probably just an excuse for you to cancel everything.
That's not how it is, Mr. Fani. I already told you, the amount of debt I've accrued is much more than that. I won't be able to keep the workshop even if I wanted to.
All right. Fine. If what you're saying is true, how about we agree on something? You can hold onto my check. If you sell your property in less than the 10-day period I asked you for, then sell it and give me back my cash. If you haven't sold it and I clear my check, then our agreement stands. How is that?
What if we come across the same problem with your next checks, hey?
Drink your tea.
I don't want it.
I'm supposed to get so much money this month that it's highly likely that we'll go to the notary office and I'll give you the entire amount.
Your dates keep slipping back. First you said 3 days, then you said a week. After that you said 10 days, and now you're saying 1 month.
It's a deal. If I find a customer within the next 10 days, I'll sell the property. But if you come up with the money and you clear your check, then our agreement stays where it is.
Drink your tea, it's getting cold.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Goodbye.
You made a mistake. He's the type of person who makes massive deals with an empty pocket. You shouldn't have accepted it, ma'am.
What choice did I have? Didn't you hear what he said? If we hadn't agreed to it now, he'd think we were using his check to annul the deal.
Who cares what he thinks?
I didn't promise about not selling the property. I'm going to go to a real estate agency right now and put the workshop up for sale. Hopefully a good customer will come and buy it. Mr. Farney's the type of person you think he is. I doubt he'll be able to come up with the money in the next few days. Go on.
After you, man. How come? What happened?
Haven't you noticed how he's always deep in thought? Poor Dad. He can't keep working at home. We've got to find somewhere soon so he can get out of the house. Whenever he works at home, Mom's always complaining. And she has a right to, you know. Don't you think?
Mary, will you be going home?
No, I'm going to drop by the workshop and then go home from there. Why'd you ask? I'll get off if you've got plans to go somewhere.
No, that's not it.
Are you sure?
No. Yeah, whenever I'm stuck in a mess, I come looking for you. You know that.
Pull over. Pull over and tell me. Pull over. Okay, tell me what is wrong.
Whenever I talk to Mom, whenever I try to tell her something, she says no, and then she makes me feel so hopeless.
What is she saying no to this time?
I want to get married, and whenever I talk to her about it, she says no, you
she
know.
She won't agree.
Yeah, but I'm not planning on holding the wedding right now. I just want to propose and put a ring on her finger.
So who's the lucky girl?
One of Mr. Astley's daughters.
Uh-huh.
Our old neighbor.
All right. I'll talk to Mom for you. Don't worry about that.
Thanks, man.
No worries. All right, I'm going to get off here and get a taxi. I've got to go and see Mr. Shockery and tell him to put an ad up for the workshop again.
I'll drop you off there.
It's a restricted traffic zone. You're going to get a fine. See you later.
See you.
Can you buy some flowers from me, please? Please buy a flower from me. Please, sir. Sir! Sir, they're a really good price. Sir, don't you want to buy one? At least one. Come on, sir.
Hello?
Hi there, please excuse me, but is Nazanin home?
Nazanin, it's for you.
Who is it?
A young guy holding a bunch of flowers.
Hello there.
What are you doing here, Mehran?
Don't worry, I came here to talk to your mom.
Mehran, don't ruin everything. If my dad finds out you came here alone, he'll get upset.
Don't get scared. He won't get upset.
You're kidding me, right?
Aren't you going to invite me in? Nazanin, whenever I called your dad's workplace, he was always in a meeting. He's either so busy that he can't answer the phone, or he knows it's me who called him, yeah? And besides, I came here to talk to your mom. I came here to ask her to convince your dad. Your mom will be able to convince him better than us, right?
My mom said you should tell my dad first. He'll get upset if no one tells him anything.
I actually think he probably knows about it. Otherwise, he'd answer my calls.
How should he know about us?
I called his secretary and told her I've got to talk to Mr. Astley about a private matter. It sounds obvious, doesn't it?
Mehran, I know my dad will get upset.
Nazanin, I didn't come here to propose today. I just came here to ask for their permission. Didn't your mom say we need to ask for their permission first, huh? Even if your dad gets upset, I'll tell him that I called him several times, but he didn't answer. Nazanin, trust me, your mom should do the talking. Stop frowning, okay? Hey? Can I come in now?
Masume!
Yes?
Where is my mom?
She's in her room.
Please take these flowers from him.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
How nice.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Go wait in the living room. My mom will be there now.
Sure.
Mehran, don't get upset if she says anything to you. I told you this isn't the right way.
Why should I get upset? After all, we've got to talk. Nazanin, we're both sick and tired of playing this cat and mouse game. I've got to know what they expect from me. Don't worry so much. Go call your mom and tell her to come. Go on. Hello.
Hello.
My name's Mehran Faramund, and I didn't mean to disturb you or anything at all.
That's all right. I just wish you'd told us you were coming so we could prepare some food to serve you.
I actually called Mr. Astley a few times, but I wasn't able to speak with him. He seems to be really busy these days, so that's why I told Nazanin that it's better if I come to talk to you.
Did Nazanin know you were coming?
No, I didn't know about it.
No, she wasn't aware of it. I suddenly decided to come because, like I told you already, I wasn't able to talk to Mr. Astley, so I thought I'd better come here and tell you about it myself. I didn't really have another option.
That's fine. Please sit down. You'll have to excuse us for not being prepared for your arrival.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'd just like to take a short moment of your time before I leave. I realize that coming here with no notice wasn't the right thing to do, but I really needed to speak with you.
Don't mention it. Masume, could you bring the chocolate bowl over and pour us some tea as well, please? Go and clean the kitchen. Leave the living room for
no
later.
Okay, no problem then.
Our cleaner comes here on Tuesdays.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. So, what I came here to ask you, Mrs. Astley, is whether you could talk to Mr. Astley and convince him to allow Nazanin and I to get engaged. You're really sensitive about us seeing each other outside of university. I have complete respect for your opinion, and I really don't blame you. I want us to get engaged so we can have your blessings when we see each other outside of university.
I've already told Nazanin that she needs to talk to her father first.
Well, I wanted to ask whether you could speak to him on our behalf, if it's at all possible.
Mr. Faramund, Nazanin's father might ask some questions about you that I don't know the answer to. The only thing I know about you is that you go to the same university.
Well, please, ask me any questions you have. I'll answer all of them.
Well, aren't you busy studying together? What's the rush? Why don't you wait until you finish?
Well, the thing is, our life is not the same as it used to be at the moment because of what happened to our family business. But I'm planning on being independent. That's why I wanted to ask your permission for a formal engagement. That way, I won't have to worry about your concerns anymore.
What do you mean? If Nazanin really loves you, she'll wait until your problems are over.
Well, yes, but I just thought that if you and Mr. Usley are aware of everything, we'll be able to see each other more easily then. I came here today to ask about your opinion and concerns. If you have any conditions, I'm willing to comply with them, no questions asked.
We haven't got anything in mind, Mr. Faramund.
Then could you please talk to Mr. Usley for us? You're the only person who can convince Mr. Usley about our marriage.
Nazanin's father is against long engagement periods.
I'll accept any condition you place on us. We can get engaged and I won't even set foot here until we get married.
Mr. Faramund, I don't usually accept these kinds of proposals. You'll need to bring your family with you.
Okay, I'll bring them. I actually came here to ask for your permission for a formal proposal.
Why did you quit studying? Nazanin didn't tell me anything. My other daughter who studies at your university told me about it.
Well, to be honest, I felt that studying would be no use to me.
What if you decide the same thing about your marriage after a while?
No, these two things are two separate matters. How can anyone behave that way towards their marriage, you know?
Why not? You just need to take a close look at society. If marriage took place based on its original principles, none of the things we see around us would happen.
I want to get married to Nazanin, but I had no desire to study. The only reason I went to university was out of respect for my mother.
Why won't you finish out of respect for your mother?
It'll take up a lot of my time that way.
What are you busy with at the moment?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mazume.
I'm not doing anything at the moment. I'm just starting off. Mrs. Usley, please trust me. I'll make Nazanin happy.
All right, Mr. Faramund. I'll talk to Nazanin's father. Nazanin's father isn't a tough person, but he has a number of conditions because he doesn't like seeing his children live in misery. I think that's the best we can do. You know what they say, it's better to fight now than to make up later.
I promise you, I'll do anything to make Nazanin happy. I'll stop at absolutely nothing.
Please drink your tea before it gets cold.
So you finally took the plunge and went to her house?
Yeah, but I don't know whether I did the right thing or not.
Didn't you just say her mom liked you?
Yeah, her mom didn't have a problem with me, but by the sound of it, it seems like Mr. Usley is the main person to convince.
The most important thing for dads is that they don't want their sons-in-law to be bad-mannered and they want them to have a proper job. You haven't got bad manners, thank God. So that leaves us with a job which would have been taken care of if we had taken out the loan. I promise you, he'll accept you without any conditions if you introduce yourself as a businessman.
A businessman?
What's so funny? How do you think businessmen became businessmen? Not all of them had inherited money. A lot of them partnered up with someone like Mr. Mamarian and got a major loan that helped them on the way to success.
Sivash, you're dead wrong. If you think that by saying these things you'll make me get the deed for the workshop, Mehdi knows I want the deed. So he's keeping a close eye on it. I won't be able to get my hands on it anymore, okay?
I've got another plan. I have got a plan that will make Mehdi hand over the deed to Mamarian.
Yeah? How then?
Well, you know Saeed, right?
Saeed? Which Saeed?
Saeed Farajpur. His dad owns a real estate agency.
Oh, yeah.
Lately, he's been working with his dad at the agency. I'll tell Saeed to call Mehdi and tell him he's got a customer who wants to buy the workshop. We'll then send Mamarian over as the customer and tell him to agree on the asking price, without even asking for a discount. This way we'll get Mehdi to come make a deal.
What are you going to do about Saeed's dad?
I've thought about that as well. We'll organize the meeting at a time when his dad's not there. Everything clear up to this point?
Yeah.
We'll tell Mamarian to write a check for the full asking price, with the check being due in the next 10 or 15 days. Saeed can make the necessary inquiries and take care of the paperwork. While Mamarian promises to clear the check, once all the paperwork is over and done with.
Mehdi won't accept checks anymore.
He'll agree if we put in a penalty clause in the agreement. We'll add a 500,000 toman penalty for every day that the payment is late.
Okay, so what happens then?
Yes. So, after that, after 15 days, Mamarian will have taken care of the loan for us and there'll be nothing written in the deed. Who will he give the deed to? He'll give it to Saeed, and Saeed will give it back to Mehdi, saying, I'm sorry, but the customer couldn't come up with the money.
did you come up with that plan all by yourself?
What's wrong with it?
Well, neither Sayid nor Mr. Mamarian will agree to do those things for us.
Why wouldn't they? We're not asking them to do anything illegal. The customer isn't able to come up with the money for the workshop, so he decides to annul the contract, just like that guy, Mr. Fani. The only difference is that Mamarian will be paying compensation.
Mamarian, huh?
We'll be paying it. Both Sayid and Mamarian are in love with money. We'll give Sayid 2 or 3 million tomans, increase Memorian's commission a little bit, and Bob's your uncle. Both of them will be happy.
Mehdi's not going to agree to write up a contract and give the deed to Mamarian just for a check.
He won't be giving the deed to Mamarian. He'll leave the deed in the real estate agency somewhere safe until the paperwork's ready. Trust me. Have faith in my plan. We'll tell Sayid to tell Mehdi that Mamarian's an honest and wealthy person who clears his checks on time. That way, Mehdi won't worry so much. He'll agree to it if they tell him he'll get the entire amount of money all in one go in a matter of 15 days. Why shouldn't he accept it? That's a great deal.
I can't do something like that. If Mehdi finds out, I'll be embarrassed to death.
How would he find that out? There won't be anything written in the deed. How is he going to find out? The only loss Mehdi will be taking here is that he'll be selling the workshop 15 days later, and his compensation is 7.5 million. That way, we'll spend 10 or 15 million tomans at the most and get the loan we want. Look, the future we build for ourselves is based on the steps we take, so think about it.
Sivash, forget it. I'm not going to trick my brother.
Okay, fine. Let me give you a word of advice then. You can forget about marrying Miss Asli, because if I were in her dad's shoes, there'd be no way I'd let my daughter marry a useless, unemployed guy who still gets his pocket money from his brother. There'd be no way in hell. No way in hell.
Hi, Samane. How are you?
Hi, Manoush. How's it going? Dr. Yazdani's organized an extra class for us today. Can you come cover for me at work today?
You want me to cover
for you, but I don't know how to do anything there.
Don't worry. I've already done everything for the day. I just need someone to sit here in my place.
Okay, then. Okay, I'll come.
Okay, then. I'll wait for you here. See you soon.
I'll see you there. You go, and I'll come there.
Make sure you get here before 3. Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thank God she agreed.
How can someone else cover for you? Will they let her replace you?
Well, they said it's okay.
I really don't like that girl at all.
Miss Nasiri. Hello, darling.
Hello. This is my husband.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Is Mr. Ruhi here?
No, he hasn't come yet.
Okay, so when your guest leaves, please come to my room for a moment.
Sure. Get going already.
What for?
Don't you have work to do?
I'll go later.
It's embarrassing. They might think my husband's unemployed.
The employees here are all female, right?
It is not a beauty salon, you know.
Don't give me stupid answers.
Well, don't ask stupid questions and you won't get stupid answers.
Is it ready?
Yes. Here you go.
You'll be here for a while.
Yes, I will.
I might want to make a few changes.
That's fine.
Who was that? Why does he give his things to you?
What's wrong? He's the research manager. Who should he be giving the documents to?
But you said you were going to be the CEO's secretary.
When did I say that? I said I was going to be taking care of the paperwork for the managers, and he's the market research manager. Why do you get upset like that?
Give me a break.
Ismail, please don't be like that. I know you don't want me to work, but I'm only coming to work so I can have a bit of money. Get up. Go back to work. Come pick me up in the afternoon and we'll go out somewhere.
What is it? Am I interrupting you?
Be quiet.
That day you told me...
Stop yelling.
The other day you show me your CEO. What's his name? You showed him to me and said you have to work for him. Who are these other people who keep coming and going, huh?
What are you saying, Ismail? You expect me to tell other people that I'm not working for them?
Oh, yeah? Well, don't be shy. Otherwise, you'll have to take care of everyone's responsibilities around here.
Well, they'll turn back and tell me to leave that way.
Who cares? Just leave.
It's the same thing everywhere. I can't pick and choose and say, I'll work for you, but I won't work for that person.
Oh, give me a break.
Ismail.
I say one thing, you say something else.
Miss Nasiri?
Yes?
Did your guest leave?
Yes.
Did you take care of Mr. Fucker's work?
Yes.
All right, come here. Take this and type it for me.
Okay.
Get a printout and put it aside. I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Okay, Mom, I'm off. I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Someone has got work to do, and she asked me to cover her at the office.
So weren't you supposed to come with me to your aunt's house?
Oh, my goodness, Mom, I totally forgot.
You were late the other day as well, and we didn't get to go. They'll get upset now. Call someone and tell you can't go.
I can't, Mom.
Hey, how come you can say no to me, but you can't say no to her?
But I...
Fine, Manoush, leave me alone. I don't want to come. You happy now?
Mom, if I don't go today, Samane will lose her job. It's not right. The poor girl's trying to save up for her marriage, okay?
Leave me alone already.
Oh, great. Mehdi's here. So you won't be going to your sister's house. I'll call her and tell her we'll go there tomorrow.
Is his wife with him?
I don't know. I didn't see her. See you.
Hello?
Hello? Do you know where your wife is?
What do you mean?
Tell me, are you aware that... She's gone to see your Aunt Homer.
Yeah, she told me about it.
And you agreed to it.
Mother, she didn't need my approval. She says she's more comfortable with Aunt Homer being her doctor. She's the mother of the baby. She's the one who should choose who she wants her doctor to be.
What do you mean she's more comfortable with her? There are many doctors in this city. She's more comfortable with her.
Well, she says she's more comfortable with Aunt Homer.
Hello, son.
Hi.
I hear you went to Isfa.
Yeah, I had to see someone there.
Where is she now?
Hang on, didn't you tell her not to come back here again?
Of course I did. Yes, I told her that even if she does want those people in the house, I don't want that.
Don't change the subject, Mom. Did you or didn't you tell her not to come here again?
Uh-huh. So I assume she taught you your lessons before letting you come here.
What lessons, Akram? Yesterday you told her not to come here again.
Well, I said it out of anger. It doesn't mean you have to keep rubbing it in.
All right, fine. If you didn't really mean it, I'll go and pick her up and bring her here tonight. How's that?
Mehdi, dear, you should tell her. Tell her how badly you were treated by those people. Tell her about how that old hag slapped you in the ear and affected your hearing.
They treated you with so much kindness, and you just remember the slap in the face, don't you?
What kindness? What kindness? You tell me that.
They wholeheartedly gave us the workshop. They apologized several times for that slap.
They gave us the workshop! Well, it wasn't a big deal. They gave twice the amount the workshop was worth to Hamid. And Homer got the house, which you were entitled to as well.
After all these years, you can't stop holding a grudge against them. Soraya made a mistake and my dad threw her out of the house. He couldn't kill her, could he?
He threw her out?
Of course. You tell me, didn't Soraya leave the house after we did?
Of course not. You said it yourself that Soraya got upset with them for giving you the workshop, so she left on her own.
What are you talking about? Whoever said such a thing?
You told me yourself. You said Soraya was upset because they'd given you the workshop, so you were forced to give her some money or something each month.
That was a whole different story. Soraya had no share whatsoever in the workshop.
She had received her full share of the inheritance from my father, but some things happened afterwards that made me want to put some money into her account each month. She doesn't know that. I'm the one giving her the money. And I've been giving it to her every month lately.
So what? She's already forced a whole lot of money out of you.
She didn't force me. I wanted to give it to her myself.
Stop it, please. Stop fighting. It's enough now.
Look, Mehdi, dear. If you want your wife to live here with us, tell her she can't see Homer anymore. She has to choose another doctor.
I'm not telling her that. Paristu is my wife. She's not my slave. I can't tell her what she can and can't do. You can't tell people who they can and can't visit.
Okay, fine. Then tell her to stay where she is. She can't come home.
All right, I'll tell her.
دستو تو از دستم نگی، طاقت ندارم. این دوری رو از سر بگیری کم یارم. دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست. یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنینی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست. این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داره دی میشه. آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن. دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن. بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره. پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی. من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره. غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد. راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست. یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن. دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن. بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره. پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی. من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.